The Torah famously writes that the Shlosh Regalim are connected the Gimel Avos. Torah brings Raya's, Avram's connected Pesach, Yitzchak's connected Shavuos, and Yaakov's connected Sukkos. And the Svarim write that Shmi Atzeres, which is a regal from the Atmo, with regard to six different things the Gemara tells us, it's partially part of Sukkos, partially independent. It's connected Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik was a quasi-Av, the fourth Av. The Maharal points out that all the Avos died in Sefer Bereishis, all the Shvatim died in Sefer Shemos. And Yosef's death is mentioned both in Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shemos. It's mentioned at the end of Parsha Vayechi and again mentioned at the beginning of Parsha Shemos. Yosef Atzadik was the transition, he was the bridge between the Avos and the Shvatim. He himself fathered two Shvatim, the Ephraim and Manasseh. So too, Shmi Atzeres, which is quasi-independent, quasi-connected to the other, Regalim, is connected to Yosef Atzadik. I'd like to describe why Yosef Atzadik is connected to Shmi Atzeres. We know the Ishpizin, each of the seven Ishpizin connects to Sukkos in different ways. Some are obvious than others. Aaron, Anani Akavod, Yaakov went to Sukkos. Various explanations how they connect. How does Yosef Atzadik connect to Sukkos in general? The Gra has an amazing Rebbe, as he points out in the Kapitel Tilim Perk, Kapitel Samech. Pasuk says, Elokim Devar Bekodsho Eloza, Achalka Shchem, I will divide Shchem, Ve'emek Sukkos Amadeid, in the depths of a Sukkah I will measure. Says the Gra in this Pasuk, there's a remez to the different tvachim that are needed for a kosher sukkah. The small sukkah we could have is two walls plus a tefach. And each wall has to be at least seven tvachim. So you have two walls, seven tvachim each, that's 14 tvachim. And then the third one could be a tefach long, that's 15 tvachim. And each wall has to be at least 10 tvachim high, so that's 15 tvachim going up 10, that's time 10, that's 150. So you take the pasuk Achalka Shchem, divide Shchem in half. You divide Shchem, you'll get the Emek Sukkos Amadeid, the depths of the sukkah you'll measure. So if you take the letter Shin from Shchem and divide it in half, 300 divided by 2 is 150. 150 is the smallest amount of walls needed of Tvachim, 150 Tvachim. You take the Chaf of Shchem and you divide in half, you get 10. 10 tvachim is the smallest sukkah and height you could have. You take the mem, divide it in half, you get 20. 20 amos is the highest sukkah you could have. Achalka shchem, you divide shchem, ve'emek sukkos ma'adein, and you'll be able to measure sukkah. I'd like to be mosiv on this gra. Why dafka the word shchem? What happened in shchem? Ve'vo shchema, says the pasuk. Then Yosef went to shchem and he found his brothers, and that's where Mechias Yosef took place. Yosef was sold from Shechem. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Shechem was a place that was Muchan Lepranius. It was prepared for bad things to happen. That's where Dina was violated in Shechem. And that's where the Malchus was Nechlaka, divided in Shechem in the times of the Nevi'im and the Melachim. Shechem was a place, but ultimately the first event that happened there was Yosef Atzadik was sent down. He was sent down to Golus. Shechem was a place that sent down to Golus. And the Medrash tells us that Sukkah is also Galus. Perhaps through the Yom HaDin and through Aser Shmei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, we were Nischaivu Galus. So we go into the Sukkah to take upon ourselves Galus. So just like Yosef went from Shechem to Galus, Klal Yisrael goes from our house to Galus, into a place that Shechem is divided, a place of division. Yosef Atzadik is about Galus. And when Yosef Atzadik is in Galus, Lashon Yosef is to be ma'asif, to gather together. The Sukkot is called Chag Asif, it's a time of gathering. When Yosef was in Galus, when he was in Sukkot, when he was being ma'asif, Chag Asif, he was gathering together the brothers. Ultimately, the goal was to bring Shalom, bring them to Shalom. And you read the Pesukim, you see the word Shalom appear many, many times. He was bringing Shalom Bayis. That's what he was trying to accomplish. This amazing Chidah, the Chidah says the Gematria of Sukkot is 91. The same Gematria of Yudke Vavke plus Shem Hashem of Aleph Dalad Nun Yud equals 91. Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud equals 91 Sukkah. If you take the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you take the letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you multiply each by each other, meaning the first letters you take Yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei times Aleph of the Adnus, and then Hey times the Dalet, and so on and so forth. And you add up the product of all those, you're going to get the gematria of 380. Again, Aleph times Yud, Hey times Dalet, Vav times Nun, Hey times Yud, you're going to get 380. 380 equals the gematria Shalom im HaKolo. Shalom, including, is 376, plus the four letters gives a 380. In the depths of the Sukkah is Shalom. Sukkos, Galus, Yosef, Tzadik, Mitzrayim, the idea was to be ma'asif, to gather everybody together, to become a Sukkos Shalom, a place of Shalom. That's the goal. And once there's Shalom, we're ready for Shalom Bayis. We're ready to come back in. Because Dafka Yosef Tzadik, who was able to experience Gullus in the Sukkah and Ma'asif and bring Shalom, he was the one who Zocher to come back in the Bayis for Shmini Atzeres. So we should be Zocher to take everything we learned, take all the Dinim of Sukkos, all that Asifa, all the Shalom, and bring it to our house in Shmini Atzeres, where it's just us, our family, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah. Have a wonderful one.